So happy Mother's Day, everyone. And today's message is from John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. And the title of the message is Jesus' Mother at the Cross. Jesus' Mother at the Cross. So the first thing we're going to see in verse 25 is that she stood by the cross as he died. She stood by the cross as he died. The Bible says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. So there are three Marys listed here, Jesus' mother, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus had cast seven devils. And other than John, they were the only disciples of Jesus that came to the crucifixion. Everybody else was scared. They all fled. But these three women and John came to the crucifixion. Now the second thing we see in verse 26 is that he gave her a new son. He gave her a new son. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Now this is Jesus' goodbye to his mother. He has taken care of her in life. Joseph was probably dead at this point. And so he's going to have John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. John never refers to himself in the Gospel of John. He always refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. But he's going to have John take care of her after he's gone. And it's important to make sure that your family is taken care of when you die. And so this is your friendly yearly reminder to get life insurance. I don't sell life insurance, but it's important to get life insurance for your family, because if you die without it, then you're going to leave them with a bunch of expenses. And so get life insurance. Now, why did he call her woman? Woman, behold thy son. It was a term of respect. It's similar to saying lady or ma'am. And it would have also kept her from being identified by the mob that was around the cross as Jesus' mother. If he said, Mother, behold thy son, then the people who were casting insults at Jesus might have cast insults at her because she's his mother. So he says, Woman, behold thy son. And so he's taking care of his mother as he dies. And then the third thing we see is that he gave John a new mother in verse 27. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. So John took care of his new mother. He took her into his own home. And it's a children's job to care for their parents when they get older. When they're young, it's our job to care for them. My daughter is about to turn 11. I'm not going to embarrass you. Okay, I am going to embarrass her. I better not say this. Anyway, I'm sorry. But it's our obligation. We have to take care of our children when they're young. And when they get older, they're supposed to take care of us. And a little clue, if you want them to take care of you when they're older, be nice. Don't be mean to your kids. Jesus made sure his mother would be cared for after his death and his resurrection and his ascension. And so the Bible says from that hour, the disciple took her unto his own home. So John, Mary literally became like his mother. He welcomed her into his home. He took care of her. Now, in summary, mothers must stand near the cross. Amen. Mothers must stand near the cross. Mary stood near her son's cross as he died.
What would we do without our mother standing by the cross? My mother used to drag me to church.
Yeah, amen. Thank God.
When I was a kid, I mean, Sunday morning, you knew you were going to get up and go to church.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's more mothers now that do that.
And that's, my mother took me to church every Sunday. That's an important, critically important thing. By the way, the cross was a shameful way to die, but she was there. Mothers now must also stand near the cross and look to Jesus by faith. And behold Christ as your crucified and risen Savior. Believe in Him for the forgiveness of your sins. Even Mary looked to Jesus as her Savior. In Luke 1:47, she said, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." So Mary knew that she was a good woman. She was a sinful woman and she needed to be saved. So she looked to Christ. She looked to God as her Savior. So mothers must stand near the cross. Number two, mothers must care for their children. Make sure your children are in church. If they're out of church, invite them to come back. Teach them the importance of church and the Bible and your relationship with Christ by setting an example and attending regularly yourself. Mothers must care for their children, and not only physically, but spiritually. And then number three, children must care for their mothers. Take care of your mother. A lot of you have older mothers. Some of your mothers have passed away, but some of you, your mothers are still living. Make sure she's provided for. Make sure she has a comfortable place to live. John took Mary into his own home. Care for your mother. So that is the message this morning. If you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, today's a wonderful day to come to the cross. Just like Mary was at the cross looking to Jesus, you can come to the cross and by faith see Him crucified for your sins and see Him risen from the dead, and you can believe on Him and all your sins will be forgiven and you'll be saved and you can have the assurance that you're on your way to heaven. It's a wonderful thing, salvation by Christ. But thank God for His mother raising Him and taking care of Him, that duty that God assigned her to do. And thank God for the mothers that are here that are raising your children and having your children in church this morning, and praise the Lord for that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we have some other things we're going to do to honor mothers. So Heavenly Father, I thank You for letting us be in Your house this morning. I thank You for the opportunity to preach Your word. I do pray if there's anyone here that's not saved, that today would be the day they'd look to You in faith, Lord Jesus, lifted up on the cross, dying for their sins and rising from the dead. And I pray that they would believe in You and receive You into their life as their Savior and Lord. We ask it in Your name. Amen.